the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you were going on a long trip, what would you say to your family and friends before you left? If you knew that you were going to see someone for the last time, what would you say to them? Think of it this way. When your children moved away from home, what did you say to them? In each case, you probably gave them some instructions or words of advice. In the case of students, probably something like, "I'll see you when you need all your washing and ironing doing." Well, in the Gospel passage from John 15, 9-17 for today, Jesus gave us and his disciples some final instructions or words of advice. This passage is part of the final instructions that Jesus gave to the disciples the night before he was crucified. It follows the passage about the vine and the branches, but it goes further. Instead of talking about abiding in each other or loving each other, it talks about serving each other, which, as we know, goes hand in hand with loving each other. Jesus knew that the disciples would find it very difficult to find true love in the world. He knew that the world would largely hate them and his message. In fact, we don't have to look hard to see that in many places, the world still hates his message today. Think of the many militant atheists and our brothers and sisters persecuted around the world for their faith. Nevertheless, we, like the disciples, are called to love each other and our fellow humans. And, even though we may find it difficult, do it in spite of opposition. When we love each other, we will experience the joy of obeying God. And if we're honest, we all want to be loved. The thing is, when we love one another, we also allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us and to grow in us. How the Spirit grows will depend on our connection to each other, to God, and to God's church. The stronger our faith, the more we will do. And it is the things that we do for God and for others that bring glory to God and strengthen the Holy Spirit within us. That's not to say we should all be church wardens, but I suppose that's an idea. But it's what we do as everyday Christians, rooted in Christ and in Christ's church. Love for others means being willing to die for others, not just physically, but spiritually as well, as we put others' needs before our own. As we know, particularly in this season of Easter, Jesus showed his love for us by dying on the cross for our sins. Over the years, men and women who serve in our armed forces have shown this same type of love. The Gospel reading is particularly poignant as we're close to the 100th anniversary of the Royal British Legion. As we know, armed forces over this time have sacrificed their lives for the freedom of others. They were willing to go out of their way for others by dying to save others or coming to the aid of those who were in need, even if it was at their own personal expense. Jesus showed how far that type of love can take someone when he died for us. If Jesus could lay down his life for us, what part of our lives can we give up for others? It may be our worldview, an unwillingness to help, envy, maybe material goods, maybe an unwillingness to give, or maybe even something else. The thing is, God wants us to have relationships that are more than mediocre. There's a song called Won't You Be My Number Two by Joe Jackson that expresses this mediocrity. It goes like this. Won't you be my number two? Me and number one are through. You won't have much to do, just smile when I feel blue. Is it worth the energy? I'll leave it up to you. Sad lyrics. And not feeling imbued with love. Relationship building takes time and requires compassion, wisdom, empathy, kindness, courtesy, and forgiveness. It's the precursor to love. Loving others as God loved us is the heart of Christian discipleship. Christian life can only exist through human relationships, and especially when based on love. When lockdown restrictions are finally over, prioritise spending time with others and loving them. It's just plain common sense, and is the heart of our faith. Peter showed the same type of love in Acts. When Peter proclaimed the good news, the Holy Spirit moved within his audience, and it marked both a second Pentecost and the spreading of the good news to all people, and not just the Jews. If the Holy Spirit could move in the hearts of Peter's audience, it can move in the hearts of people in our world today. And it all starts with us loving. Amen.